Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
But they're still being processed and sent out, and they expect the portal will be back online shortly. A memo today from the White House Budget Office said mandatory programs like Medicaid would continue without pause, despite the funding freeze. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
GOP House members are holding their annual meeting today discussing priorities under the new Trump administration. The House Speaker says one of the topics could be conditional aid to California following those deadly wildfires. Health officials in Kansas say they're dealing with one of the largest tuberculosis outbreaks in the nation's history. Two people are dead, and there are 67 confirmed cases. This is ABC News. A new earnings report showing a huge loss for Boeing in 2024.
The last time Boeing lost this much money was 2020, when it was in the throes of the 737 MAX issues following two deadly crashes. But 2024 brought new problems with the MAX and that door plug that flew off an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX in flight, and a nearly two-month-long strike that shut down factories at Boeing. As a result, Boeing lost close to $12 billion in the year. But Boeing executives say they are optimistic about the company's turnaround and that aircraft production is up. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An Arizona man's trip to California to help wildfire victims turned into a happy reunion. He was on his way to drop off clothes to victims of the Palisades fire when he got a text that said, "I found your dog." He lost Damien 8 years ago in Oklahoma during his move from Massachusetts to Phoenix. He was reunited with his pooch through a microchip. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Partly cloudy and blustery tonight with a low of 30. Winds will be west 20 to 30 with gusts up to 40. Sunny and staying mild tomorrow with a high of 40. Winds northwest 20 to 25 with gusts up to 30. And clear and calm tomorrow night with a low of 26. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 16 miles per hour. We have received gusts up to 24 miles per hour so far today, and our current temperature is 48 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A former state assemblyman has died. David O. Martin, 93 of rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. He was born in Appleton, graduated from Nina High School in 1949, attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and attained a degree in forestry from the University of Michigan. After receiving his degree, he served in the Army Corps of Engineers from 1954 to 1956 and was stationed in Germany, where he led a unit in rebuilding numerous bridges throughout the war-torn country. Upon his return to the United States, he began working as a forester for the Kimberly-Clark Corporation. In 1960, Dave was elected to the Wisconsin Assembly and represented Nina Menasha from 1961 to 71. He ran as the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor on the ticket with Jack Olson against Patrick Lucey and Martin Schreiber. During his tenure in the legislature, Dave was known for his ability to work in a bipartisan manner to achieve passage of legislation. Issues related to the environment, education, economic development, and good government were important to him. Two signature legislative initiatives attributed to Representative Martin were the Wisconsin Wild Rivers Law, which passed both houses of the legislature unanimously, and establishment of the Wisconsin Vocational Technical System, which he co-authored with former Representative David Obey. He held numerous leadership roles and committee chairs, including Assistant Majority Leader. He worked with former governors Gaylord Nelson and Warren Nelson during the 1960s, which he termed the environmental decade in Wisconsin, on a number of bills that laid the foundation for future initiatives to establish Wisconsin as a national leader in environmental protection and outdoor recreation. Following his career at the state capitol, Dave returned to work for Kimberly-Clark as manager of government relations. Then he moved to associate vice president of business university relations position with the University of Wisconsin System until his retirement in 1993. Dave remained active in Republican politics throughout his life, including the 2024 elections. He also served on the board of several organizations and supported many other groups. He served on the Board of Common Cause of Wisconsin, as Richland County Representative to the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, was president of the Three Eagles Foundation Incorporated, was a strong supporter of Southwest Wisconsin Technical College and the River Alliance of Wisconsin. A celebration of life for former Assemblyman David O. Martin will be held in the spring. The Republican-backed candidate in Wisconsin's pivotal state Supreme Court race says he thinks anyone convicted of assaulting law enforcement officers should serve their entire sentence. But Brad Schimmel also said he didn't object to President Donald Trump using his power to pardon. Schimmel made the comment Monday when asked about Trump's granting of clemency to about 1,500 rioters who were convicted of crimes related to the role in the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Later in a written statement, Schimmel appeared to disagree with Trump's pardons and said that anyone convicted of assaulting law enforcement should serve their full sentence. Republicans want voters to curb the uniquely expansive partial veto powers that Wisconsin governors from both parties have enjoyed for nearly a century. Wisconsin is the only state where governors can partially veto spending bills by striking words, numbers, and punctuation to create new meaning or spending amounts. In most states, governors can only eliminate or reduce spending amounts. Republican state lawmakers on Monday took the latest swing at reducing the veto powers, proposing a constitutional amendment that would eliminate a governor's powers to delete words and rework sentences in bills that spend taxpayer money. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature has asked that a liberal state Supreme Court justice step aside in a pending case that seeks to overturn a 2011 law that effectively ended collective bargaining for most state workers. If Justice Janet Protasiewicz agrees not to hear the case, the court would be deadlocked 3-3 between liberals and conservatives. A Dane County Circuit judge last month overturned the bulk of the law. The judge determined it was unconstitutional. The judge put the ruling on hold pending the appeal. Unions that brought the case have asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take it directly, skipping the appeals court. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's ready to work with Republicans. The Wisconsin Democrat, who won a third term in November, says she looks forward to meeting with Republican colleagues. During a town hall video conference Monday with constituents in southwestern Wisconsin, Baldwin said her office is scheduling those meetings now. Issues she hopes to address include the bipartisan border security bill, which Baldwin said was tanked by politics in the last Congress. Now that the election is over, she wants to bring that back up and pass it. Baldwin also hopes to address child care and housing costs and defend against changes to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to cut Democrats out of the confirmation process for President Donald Trump's cabinet picks. Speaking on WISN's Upfront Sunday, the Wisconsin Republican said Democrats are dragging their heels and that Republican leadership should move to using recess appointments. It took around 100 days for President Obama's and President Trump's first cabinets to be appointed, and 50 days for President Biden. Johnson also says he generally approves of the presidential pardons issued to those convicted in the January 6th attack on the Capitol, but that he wouldn't have pardoned those convicted of violent actions. He also voiced his approval of President Trump's increased action on immigration arrest, as well as the executive order to undo birthright citizenship. That matter is now in the courts after a federal judge blocked it last week. Proposed legislation would return state employees to the office. Representative Amanda Nedweski has introduced legislation along with State Senator Corey Tomczyk to return state employees to in-person work. Nedweski chairs the new Assembly Committee on Government Oversight, Accountability, and Transparency. The Pleasant Prairie Republican says nearly 5 years after the COVID pandemic, a significant number of state employees continue to work remotely while productivity diminishes and office buildings sit mostly empty. She cites two 2023 Legislative Audit Bureau reports highlighting use of telework and space management in state agencies and the UW system. The proposal requires that all state employees return to work in their physical offices by July 1st. Those whose job duties were already being performed off-site prior to March 2020 are exempt. Data shows lung cancer rates declining in Wisconsin. The report from the Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative says declining smoking rates, effective tobacco control policies and regulations, earlier diagnosis and improved treatments are responsible for the decline. In Wisconsin, lung cancer deaths still outnumbered all prostate, breast, and colon cancer deaths combined. The five-year relative survival rate for lung cancer in Wisconsin is 29.4%. In Wisconsin, the majority of people with lung cancer are between the ages of 70 and 79. UW researchers find alcohol sales increase following mass shootings. The study found alcohol sales in communities hit by mass shootings persist for about 2 years after the event. Researchers looked at roughly 320 mass shootings from 2006 to 2019 and then compared alcohol sales from the same time range recorded by the Nielsen Retail Scanner database, which tracks over half of national grocery and drugstore sales. The study found that communities that experienced public mass shootings had around a 3 to 5% increase in alcohol sales for 2 years following the shooting. According to Samaritan's Purse, the overwhelming generosity of the Richland Center area residents helped provide joy to children in need through Operation Christmas Child Shoebox Gifts this season. Across the U.S., the Samaritan's Purse Project collected 10.5 million shoebox gifts in 2024. Combined with those collected from partnering countries in 2024, the ministry is now sending over 11.9 million shoebox gifts to children worldwide. For many children, this is the first gift they have ever received. Each shoebox gift is a tangible expression of God's love given to children in need around the world. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 232 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 170 countries and territories. Across the region, shoebox packers often shop for deals on shoebox items throughout the year, and many serve at a deeper level by becoming a year-round volunteer. Information about ways area participants can get involved year-round can also be found at samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Although local Richland Center drop-off locations for shoebox gifts are closed until November 17th, anyone can still be a part of this life-changing project by conveniently packing a shoebox gift online in just a few simple clicks at samaritanspurse.org/buildonline. These simple gifts, packed with love, remind children around the world that they are loved and not forgotten. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Greg Jelenic of Middleton on ticket number 152.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly January 14th at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83, of Gays Mills, died Thursday. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Community of Christ Church, Rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be held in the Mook Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83, of Gays Mills. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of Rural Boscobel, died Thursday. A funeral service will be held at noon Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of Rural Boscobel. Robert E. Buher, 83, of Rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from noon until the time of service at 1:30. Robert E. Buher, 83, of Rural Viola. David O. Martin, 93, of Rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. A celebration of life will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the Southwest Technical College Foundation or the Three Eagles Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David O. Martin, 93, of Rural Muscadet.
Dealing with ice and snow? Get ready for spring with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. They're here to equip you with top-notch New Holland tractors and equipment from compact to high horsepower, hay, forage, and even skid steer loaders. Right now, enjoy special cash back and financing offers. But hurry, these deals end March 31st, 2025. Visit Simpson's Tractor today and be equipped for tomorrow. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland, your partners for a new world. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Wow, what a windy and warm day we felt today. High temperatures scraped 50 degrees, a big 50. It's the end of January. This is extremely warm and unusual. It's all thanks to those winds. They've been wicked, whipping out of the west, gusting up to 45 miles per hour. And they've been sustained anywhere from 25 to 35. Shaking some of those walls and windows in our houses, it stays blustery tonight too. They'll ever so slowly start to switch to out of the northwest, still gusting at 40 miles per hour tonight, and around 30 miles per hour tomorrow. Overnight lows will slowly dip slightly below freezing to near 30. Then tomorrow, rise about 10 degrees to highs near 40. It'll be a sunny and mild day, which of course leads us to a clear and calm night tomorrow night. We drop back below freezing to the mid-20s, and for Thursday, a massive warm-up. We'll blow that 50 degrees out of the water, climbing to the low to mid-50s. It'll still be breezy, with winds out of the southwest and more clouds building in by night. And we could see a few sprinkles overnight, which, of course, could turn into a few flurries early Friday morning because lows will bottom out in the upper 20s. We're not looking at much, and clouds decrease by Friday afternoon, but temperatures slide slightly cooler to the low 40s. But hey, that's still wonderful. After that cold snap of feeling negative 40s, we do have some snow chances moving in on Saturday and into Sunday. It'll become mostly cloudy on Saturday, with light snow moving in by the afternoon. I'd say a good 1 to 2 inches is possible. Highs will reach the upper 30s. So it'll be that heavier, wetter type of snow. The one that no one really likes to shovel, and it's super slushy. So be careful as temperatures fall back below freezing overnight Saturday night into early Sunday morning. Anything wet on the roads or sidewalks or parking lots will refreeze. And we'll continue to see spotty snow showers, possibly mixing in with rain, especially as we go in towards the evening, because more warm weather surges in. Highs will actually climb to the upper 40s. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 48 degrees after a daytime high of 50. So we got 2 degrees short of tying a record and a morning low of 15. Yesterday's high was 42 and we received a trace of snow. Record high, as I just mentioned, set back in 1914 is 52 degrees with a record low of 32 below. That was set back in 1963. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 31. Sunset took place tonight at 5:08 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:21. Winds are out of the east at around 8 to 11 miles per hour. Our barometric rating is 29.37, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 48 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Philney has a look at local sports for tonight.
Wrestling is underway at Riverdale. They're hosting a quad. Hillsboro, Ithaca Weston, and Richland Center are competing at Riverdale High School. Iowa Grand Highland, Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, and Lancaster are involved in a try at Lancaster tonight. Girls basketball, Westby is at Richland Center, River Valley at Boscobel, Fenimore at Riverdale, Iowa Grant at Lancaster, DeSoto at Kickapoo, Hillsboro at Mauston, Ithaca visits New Lisbon, Reedsburg at Baraboo, Viroqua at Seneca, Mount Horeb at Sauk Prairie, and Wisconsin Heights visits Dodgeville. In boys basketball, Iowa Grant at Southwestern, Dodgeville at Mineral Point, Cuba City at Lancaster. It's Monroe at Darlington, Fenimore at Belleville, River Valley at Reedsburg. Mauston plays at Wisconsin Dells, Prairie du Chien at Westby, Cashton at Royal, Bangor at Nisida, New Lisbon at Hillsboro, Wazika Steuben at Lafarge. Weston travels to Kickapoo and Seneca at DeSoto. Plus, coming up tonight on the radio, North Crawford at Ithaca in area boys basketball. Here is North Crawford coach Chris Wettstein talking about the matchup with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Ithaca, they're a very experienced team, very physical, a lot of size. That obviously gives gives you a little concern. And then they have a great point guard in Sammy Clary. So I think we need to be ready to not get into a physical matchup where we're just battling, but, you know, use our quickness to get to position and, try to increase that speed and get them out in space a little bit more instead of playing inside the paint a lot.
Aaron Hipsch, Ithaca boys basketball coach, talked about what went wrong in Ithaca's overtime loss at North Crawford earlier this season.
Yeah, I feel like I say it every time I talk to you, but ball security, man, I mean, you give them extra possessions and you take possessions away from yourself. You know, say you can cut the turnovers down by five and you only go 1 for 5 on your shots on those possessions that you kept. I mean, that could be the difference in the game right there. So it's just ball security is the main thing. Shots aren't always going to go in. I feel very good about our defense right now and our rebounding. We just got to shoot it with confidence, get a few shots to go in and stop giving the other team so many possessions.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. North Crawford at Ithaca in area boys basketball. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, all of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips. Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
RC Church League volleyball action continues this evening, and tonight's games feature at 6:30, Church of the Nazarene 1 takes on Beulah Wesleyan 2. At 7:15, it's Bethel Lutheran going up against Free Methodist 1. At 8, Grace Community 2 versus Boscobel Assembly of God. At 8:45, it will be Richland Baptist Temple 4 taking on Church of the Nazarene 2. And at 9:30, it'll be Richland Baptist 2 going up against Hidden Valley Community. Avoca Bible 1 has a bye. For more information about Church League volleyball, including an updated schedule of remaining games for the season, visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. The Bucks hit more than 60% from the floor in a 125-110 win at Utah last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard scored 35 points, and two stars were good on a combined of 45 shots. Chris Middleton added 22 off the bench. Milwaukee makes a quick turnaround for a back-to-back game as they play against Portland tonight. As they play in Portland tonight, I should say, against the Trailblazers. The San Antonio Spurs-Los Angeles Lakers game that was postponed earlier this month due to the wildfires in Southern California will now take place on March 17th instead. The NBA also announced today that a new date for the Milwaukee Bucks-New Orleans Pelicans matchup from last week that got postponed due to the New Orleans snowstorm. That game will now take place April 6th. The NBA also rescheduled 7 other games slated for March or April to accommodate the new dates for the Spurs-Lakers and the Bucks-Pelicans matchups. Marquette and Wisconsin each moved up one spot in this week's AP Men's College Basketball Top 25 poll. Marquette stays in the top 10 at number 9 and Wisconsin at number 17. The Golden Eagles are back on the court tonight against Butler, and the Badgers travel to Maryland for the next Big Ten Conference game tomorrow. $55 million of improvements are coming to American Family Field this year. Funding comes from a $500 million bill for ballpark improvements approved by the Wisconsin legislature in 2023. This year's plans include $10 million for public gathering space and another $25 million to winterize the stadium so it can be used for events in the off-season. One concert featuring Billy Joel and Sting is on the schedule for 2025. And Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Buffalo's Josh Allen, and Washington's Jayden Daniels won't be participating in the Pro Bowl game this week. The NFL announced final rosters Tuesday that didn't include any of those quarterbacks. New England Patriots rookie Drake May is replacing Jackson on the AFC roster. Pittsburgh's Russell Wilson is filling in for Allen, and Tampa Bay's Baker Mayfield is filling Daniels' spot. The Pro Bowl game runs Thursday through Sunday in Orlando, Florida, and includes skills competitions and a flag football game. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
Improbies, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Welcome to the final week of January and the final week of Winter Tips from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. This week, we feature tips for keeping you and your dog safe in winter. First, although bodies of water may appear frozen, it's best to stay off them and keep your dog on a leash when near them. If your dog does accidentally fall through the ice, your instinct may be to rush to its aid, but the best thing you can do is call 911. Finally, with fewer hours of sunlight when walking your dog after dark, always wear something reflective and carry a lit flashlight so you're both more visible and enjoy a safe, happy rest of the winter with your pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans finished mostly higher Tuesday. Corn, cattle, and hogs were up. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were steady to modestly higher. Recent rainfall missed some of the drier parts of Argentina, and Brazil's harvest continues to move slower than average. There is talk of China buying U.S. beans due to quality issues with some Brazilian suppliers. March beans did hold at 10.45, and May was a penny higher at 10.59.5. March soybean meal was up 80 cents at 301.60, and March soybean oil was 13 points higher at 45.13. Corn was up. Those soybean harvest delays in Brazil could limit second crop corn acreage. South Korea did buy 132,000 tons of U.S. corn on Tuesday morning, following up on Monday's sale to Mexico. March corn was 3.25 higher at 4.85 1/4, and May was up 3.75 at 4.96. And wheat was higher. The trade's waiting to see if there was any winter kill from the recent bitterly cold weather in some key U.S. growing areas. A midweek storm in parts of the plains and Midwest is expected to boost soil moisture. March Chicago is up 9.75 at 5.45 1/4. March Kansas City was 7.75 higher at 5.61. March Minneapolis wheat was up 12 at 5.97 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher with the ongoing strength in box beef, getting ready for direct cash cattle business and Friday's USDA cattle inventory report. February live was up $2.87 at $208.55. April feeders were $3.45 higher at $207.27. March feeder cattle were up $3 at $278.25. April feeders were $3.37 higher at $277.80. And hogs were higher, supported by the cash and wholesale business during the session, along with spillover from that strength in cattle. February was up 85 at 83.90. April was $1.02 higher at 90.90. We'll have your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Tuesday afternoon, direct cash cattle business remained at a standstill. Asking prices were 208 to 210 on the live basis in the south, with no asking prices yet in the north and no bids being reported as of yet. Widespread trade could wait until Thursday or even Friday. With another round of good movement, choice box beef was up $2.37 at $332.45, and select was $1.41 higher at $321.96. The estimated cattle slaughter of 124,000 head was steady on the week and down just over 3,000 on the year. At the major direct hog markets, with negotiated movement remaining on the lighter end of things, national direct barrels and gilts were up 393, Iowa Southern Minnesota was 206 higher, and the Western Corn Belt was up 281, all of them with weighted averages at 84.32. Midwest butcher markets were steady at 57. The pork carcass cutout value closed 30 cents lower at 92.86. The estimated hog slaughter of 489,000 head was up 7,000 on the week, but down about 4,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The outreach agronomist with Illinois Soybean Association says she's fielding numerous questions around dicamba usage for the upcoming growing season. Stephanie Porter tells Brownfield farmers need to be aware of restrictions.
Tavium, Ingenia, and Extendamax cannot be used over the top of soybeans because of the 2024 court ruling.
More news is next.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Market analyst says there's potential for expansion in the industry. Mike North with EverAg says growing consumer interest in dairy as a protein could create more market opportunities for producers.
Products that promote health as consumers demand more protein. And as we walk into the space with this wonderful product, we expect demand's going to be relatively strong.
A co-founder of AgMarket.net says several factors are influencing price possibilities in the corn market this year. Matt Bennett says issues with the crop in the U.S. or South America would push prices higher.
Does that mean $6 corn? I'm not sure. That would be the very upper end of my range just due to the fact that we've still got plenty of stocks available. On the low end, though, I could see us going back under $4 if you plant 96 or 7 million acres of corn and have a decent crop.
And a leader with the National Pork Board says hog farmers have indicated that they want a significant amount of their checkoff investments spent on domestic market development. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Corn silage is a popular feed for livestock, especially dairy cattle. A Wisconsin farmer has found that separating the fodder from the finer components has reduced feed costs, increased feed efficiency, increased milk production, and improved the farm's bottom line. We'll hear from dairy farmer and inventor Greg Frenshue next on today's Managing for Profit.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Greg Frenshue milks about 1,300 cows and raises young stock in northwestern Wisconsin. He tells Brownfield separating corn silage lets him target the right silage components to the right cows.
We have a device, a machine, that we can feed corn silage from our corn silage pile into while we're feeding our cows each day and sort out the stover from it. We take the stover and we feed that to our dry cows and our heifers, and that presents a huge feed savings for us. That's one of the paybacks of the machine. We also learned that by feeding the feedstuffs to the cows, they're better feedstuffs than what the industry's feeding right now, generally. It's half the cost, and it's better from the respect that when you present this feed to the cows, it's presented in such a way that they can't sort the feed anymore. And by not sorting, all the cows get the same ration each day and the same intake each day, and that improves their transition period and their health. We've seen a reduction from about 5% down to less than 1% milk fever rate on our farm, which leads us to believe that a lot of our subclinical milk fevers are gone, and that presents strong starts for our cows and high peaks for them. Also, when we take the Stover out, we're left with the fines, and that's a finer corn silage. It's higher in starch, it's more energy dense, and we feed that back to the lactating cows, and we found out that they can't sort that either. So we took the sorting away from the lactating cows, and that resulted in a feed efficiency increase of a tenth of a percent, from 1.7 to 1.8, and that represents about $450 per cow on our dairy. So we're seeing huge savings from a simple science.
Does it take a considerable amount of extra silage to make this system work, or are you feeding all the cows with this system with the same amount of silage?
Well, by separating the silage, it allows us to feed more to our different groups. So we are feeding out about 20% more silage than we have in the past. That's part of the feed savings. And we've reduced our alfalfa acres probably by, I guess, maybe a third. It allows us to reduce that.
Sounds like a win-win so far.
It really makes a lot of sense. We continue to learn as we go through the ramifications that as the impacts hit the balance sheet or hit the profit sheets, it really does improve the bottom line of the dairy. It's a new level of profitability.
And Greg French, who is bringing his silage separator into production so other farms can benefit. A link to his website and phone number can be found online at Brownfield Ag News. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hatchett with Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Snowy sale day and a small but good crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes lots of good tools, guitars, outdoor items, household and appliances, and much more. It is worth a look. Go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com or call at 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Just one look, I was a bad mess. 'Cause that long, cool That was Clint Black from 2008 with a CCR classic, Long Cool Women, right here on WRC 100.9 FM. Good evening, I'm Tim Thede. I'll be bringing you some music up until around 7:15, and that's when we'll be bringing you high school basketball action. It's the boys tonight taking on, Ithaca boys taking on North Crawford. It'd be nice if I said the name of the team in there. But so it's North Crawford at Ithaca and tonight, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. So hopefully your Tuesday's going well. How could it not go with the type of day we had today? Man, that's nuts. 50 degrees in January, the 28th of January. So that's crazy. And we're only down to 47 right now. So it's a nice night out. If you want to go out and get a, you know, put on a jacket and take a walk, it's a nice night for that. At least it won't be freezing too much when you do that. But just remember, those winds are pretty strong tonight. Brittany Merlot says we could have gusts up to 40 miles per hour this evening. We did have some, I did see where we had some gusts around 25 miles per hour earlier. We may have had some stronger gusts. I know earlier this afternoon we did, and I was trying to take something outside and blew out of my hand and blew away, so I lost what I'd had. But oh well, that's the way it is with this weather. It doesn't like to cooperate one bit sometimes, but I'm not going to complain about the day in general one single bit. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a trailer ramp that bounced off a truck on Highway 154 near Hill Point. The ramp is about 4 to 5 feet long. If you lost a ramp, give a call to 608-727-4811 to claim. Also lost a couple days ago, or actually found a couple days ago, a little black puppy. And actually, it's a black and tan puppy, and it was found in the Kinder Street area. If this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-383-1105. So a couple found items there. So be sure to call those numbers to claim your items, whether it be the ramp or the puppy. And just wanted to let you know that going on tonight is the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club. They usually meet the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, which means they have their meeting tonight. And that is from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
Hello there, we are students at St. Mary's School, and we would like to tell you how we celebrate Catholic Schools Week at our school during this special time.
One way we celebrate this week is by celebrating our faith and being grateful to our parish, who always supports us all year long in many different ways. We also celebrate service to the community by taking part in various things throughout the school year, so we can appreciate how important service to others as we grow up.
Another way we celebrate is by thanking our teachers, parents, and volunteers for always making sure we are learning all of our academics, but also instilling the virtues and values that will make us valuable adults. But we can't forget to also celebrate us students for all of our hard work throughout the year by doing our best in all the things we are asked to do when we are here.
So if you get a chance, ask us about how much we love our school and love celebrating all the wonderful, amazing things that happen here at St. Mary's School.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Baby, I missed you.
all decked out like a cowgirl's dream. Why'd you come in here looking like that?